Hello, awesome people. Welcome to Embrace the Pivot. I'm Dr. C. Robinson, your host for the show. Join me as we discover what pivoting actually means and how you can embrace your pivot during life's transition. Happy Wednesday, everyone. Today is a special episode. Today marks my 50th episode. I can't believe it. A little over a year ago, I thought I would start this podcast as a way to make it through the pandemic, as a way to connect with people on a different level, because I am used to being at events, networking in person. And with the pandemic, I said, well, how can I connect with people and still share how to successfully pivot? I love everything pivots. And I thought, well, let's just start a podcast. That's what I did. I honestly did not think that I would be here 50 episodes later. So thank you for listening and joining in on my journey. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't, you know, be here, be at episode 50. So thank you. I have learned so much over this, let's say, 57-week journey of podcasting. Creating a podcast is the easy part. Growing your podcast is the more difficult part, and I'm still working on it. That's part of my pivot journey. I have also learned that everyone's pivots, although they may seem different, they all apply the same rules. And I have now had my column at Forbes Women for 4 years, and I've noticed the same thing, that the journeys are different, but the techniques are the same, and the same applies for the people that I've interviewed for my dissertation. Everyone pivots on a daily basis. Let that resonate. Everyone pivots on a daily basis. You start with the micro pivots, which is your mindset. How many times do you have to switch gears when dealing with a situation? I bet a lot. Life does not go as planned. And the first thing that you have to adjust is your mindset, is your initial reaction or action to a situation. From the micro pivots, you move to the macro pivots. Once you have a clear strategy to handle the micro pivots, the macro pivots are so much easier to deal with because you've laid that foundation. So understand, this goes back to a couple episodes ago when I talked about the difference between evolving and actually pivoting. Pivoting, you don't have a choice in some situations. You are forced into the pivot. Whereas evolving is your choice. You choose to grow. You choose to learn. One of the biggest lessons that I've learned over this past 57-week, 58-week period of time is, one, your attitude going into the situation determines so much of how you're going to handle it. If you go into a pivot saying, this is the worst experience of my life, I don't know how the hell I'm going to get through it, that is the lens that you are going to constantly be viewing that situation in. But if you go in with a positive outlook saying, I really don't know what's going to happen, but you know what? We're going to figure it out. Your mind adjusts and your mind starts to see those opportunities and those possibilities of how to make it work. We learned about mirroring. We learned about left brain and right brain and how to properly communicate during a pivot. we've learned to prepare for the fall, which I think is one of the biggest lessons that you can learn. During my coaching, a lot of people come to me and they ask, like, okay, I want to do this. How can I succeed? And yes, that is the ultimate goal, right? No matter what goal you set for yourself, you want to succeed. But you also have to understand, if you are facing a major life pivot, the chances of you learning, I don't like to say failing, I like to say learning, the chances of you learning some lessons along the way is inevitable. And you have to be okay with that. And you have to understand that, okay, when I face this obstacle, how am I going to handle it to overcome it? How am I going to remain steadfast? How am I going to forge forward? However you want to frame that for yourself. You have to understand that there will be some hard times. But as long as you keep going, you're succeeding. It's when you stop. It's when you throw your hands up in the air and say, I'm not doing this anymore. That's where the real failure lies. But if you learn a lesson and you keep moving on and you don't do the same thing over again, you're succeeding. So prepare for the fall. Because once you understand that, you can keep moving forward. We've learned to listen to your gut 100% of the time. If something feels funny, don't do it. Listen to yourself. And the same is true if your gut is telling you, go for it, do this 100%, listen to it, go for it. You don't want to, at the end of the day, be like, ah, if only I did this, I wonder how things would turn out. That is the worst feeling in the world. I learned that actually in high school. I made a promise to myself that I would never live with any regrets, because the fear of the regret of not taking the risk is greater than what would happen if I did take the risk. And that's how I've lived my life. There are very, very, very few, I could count on one hand, regrets where I said, if I had done that, would things have turned out a little differently? But very, very few. Because I don't want the fear of taking that first step to hold me back. Yeah, the beginning is scary, 100%. But it's only a very short period of time. You move on, and it's okay. If it works out or not, it's okay. Because you've taken that first step. How many of you know people who talk a great game, but they've never done anything? When you look at their resume, it's like, wait, you're talking all this shit, but you've never done anything. Don't be that person. Pivots don't have to be a negative experience. Recognize that you're in the pivot. Adjust and transition your mindset to fit that situation. Tell yourself, no matter what happens, you are going to find a way. And just keep going. Take that first step. Keep going. We've learned how branding is critical for any form of success. Whether you're trying to start your own company or you're trying to move your way up on the quote-unquote corporate ladder, self-branding and self-marketing are crucial. How you dress, what you post on social media, how you talk, who you associate with, that is all part of your marketing. That is how you are marketing yourself every day. Make sure you have a positive reputation. It takes years to develop the reputation, and it takes a split second to ruin it. In pivoting, you need to rely on your network. And if you have a positive reputation, people are going to help you along the way. if you are known throughout the industry or within your Rolodex as the person who uses people, your pivot isn't going to go very well. So take a mental note of how you are perceived within your group, within your networking circle, and go from there. Everyone that I have interviewed, and I have interviewed now close to 400 individuals, networking has played such an important part of their pivoting journey. I cannot stress enough how crucial reputation and networking is to successfully pivoting in your career and in life. We've learned how leadership plays a role, especially when it comes to organizational pivots. Leaders are open to growing. When leaders understand that when they help others advance in their careers, they have done a great job. Organizations will successfully pivot. And it takes leadership to have that vision to recognize, okay, we are at point A, we need to get to point B. What can we do? How can we grow? We've also learned in the past 50 episodes how self-confidence can accelerate your pivot, because when you have self-confidence, you are confident enough to take that risk, take that first step to go for it. Whether, again, it's starting a business or asking for a promotion or asking for a raise or shifting industries, whatever it is, that self-confidence is going to drive you to take that risk. And it's also going to help you expand your network, network with people who will help you along your journey. These past 50 episodes have been awesome. I want to thank you again so much for joining me on this pivoting journey. I am continuing to put out episodes. I will be back next week. I want to use the 50th episode to reflect back on the past year to see how much we've learned and grown. It's been an incredible journey so far. I am looking forward to, right now, let's just put out there, the next 25 episodes. And as always, feel free to connect with me on social media at Embrace the Pivot. And just remember, pivoting initially may seem scary, but it does not have to be a negative experience. Adjust your mindset, refocus, and take that first step. As long as you take that first step ignites the momentum. And when you have the momentum, just keep going. Set small, manageable, attainable goals for yourself and just keep going. Thank you, everyone, again, for being on this journey with me. I so appreciate it. I hope you have a wonderful week, and I will be back next Wednesday. You can follow me, Dr. C, on Instagram at Embrace the Pivot. I hope all of you embrace your pivot.